I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'll show you the ropes, kid. Show you the ropes.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live. Presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Sports Junkies, home of the five-star technician. Check them out at cropmetcalf.com. I can't help but laugh because I just learned what AWOD makes per hour.
Yes.
And it's the same as my daughter is making in her first ever internship after her freshman year of college.
Right.
It's
wow.
It's maybe a dollar more than I made as a banquet waiter 20 years ago.
Right.
Hey, he's got to side hustle it.
But he loves
cash.
He loves it.
What a kid. He's a good dude. I really like him.
If my daughter is making the same 3 years from now, because he's been here 3 years.
Yeah.
She's making the same 3 years from now as what she's making now.
Would you call her a failure?
Even during college, yeah. I would call her a failure.
Well, the fact that he hasn't quit immediately because he's making double at his other job.
Right.
I mean, he can't even do math.
Like, it's just dumb.
Are the attention dollars worth that much?
They are worth a lot. Yeah. It's valuable currency.
Right. All right. Is JP Finley with us?
JP Finley is with us.
Now, he must obviously, you're at the picnic,
right?
You're taking a break from the picnic, right, JP?
You know what? I can't even go to the picnic.
What?
I'm not even going.
It must have started at 6 a.m. because we're not on, so it must have started at 6 a.m.
Yeah, if you're not aware, NBC Sports Washington, they got a whole pig,
I'm sure, being roasted right now. Right. I don't know why the picnic is starting so early. I have a three-year-old graduation to go to today. So
you got to pack your basket.
Hey, congratulations.
Are you going to cry at the three-year-old graduation?
It's going to be emotional. I don't even know if graduation is the right term, but there's a sing-along and a party I have to attend. Yeah.
I think they call those promotions.
What do I know? I didn't know they did that.
I've never heard of such a thing at such a young age.
Promotion is usually after elementary school.
Yeah, it's starting early now.
Yeah, who knows?
That's just the way it is.
Right, anyway, if you're not aware, the company picnic has meant that the live telecast of the show
is off.
Just for today.
And honestly, it's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. I've never heard of such a thing.
It's a little surprising. I was listening to you guys the last half hour or so, and when I heard that, I was like, really?
I don't get it.
I'm not the decision maker.
Yeah, I know.
But it's cool.
Not blaming you. It's just bizarre.
You're just a worker drone like all the
just
rest
like
of us.
Just like us.
I bet Doug McKinney, though, without having to wake up this morning, I bet he was out and about last night.
He probably went to Charlestown or MGM.
I'm sure he was.
Does he like to throw cash?
I started at Caddy's, took a bus to Charlestown, ended the night back at his apartment at like 4 a.m.
He's a big sports bettor.
That's right, because he doesn't drive, right? That's why he took the bus.
Oh, I forgot.
Yes.
Keep forgetting that nugget.
Anyway. That's so funny.
So bizarre.
How's he going to get to the picnic?
They're running a bus from the office, no lie.
Yeah, that is true. I saw that in an email. All right, so JP, you got me all fired up. I felt like, you know what, this JP, man, he's got inside information, right? You do your John Gruden or your Jay Gruden.
Hey, man, this JP Finley, man, he doesn't like freestyle Coke machines, but he's really plugged into the Skins and the Hard Knocks thing, man. I think he's dead on.
You had us convinced that the Skins
JP obviously knows something because he keeps saying it's going to be the Skins.
You got the same sources I do.
I'm so disappointed.
2 weeks ago, when I wrote all that stuff, I thought for sure they were getting it. I was told by some. I never reported it, so let's be clear about that. Yeah. I never said.
You were strongly insinuating.
And you know what really put me over the edge? When Bruce Allen went on Stephen A. Smith's First Take, and it seemed like, wow, they are really handling the media different this year. Looks like they are going for this national level of exposure. And you know, betting markets are who established the Redskins as the favorite for this thing. It was Bovada and all these offshore betting websites established.
I've never heard of those.
Yeah, I'm sure. Doug McKinney hasn't either.
Yeah.
I think the Skins were like 4-1 and the Raiders were 5-1, something like that. So they were both the clear front runners. I think, and I wrote this in my article, that if you're just looking at the talent and the personalities, the Raiders were always the pick. I just thought, with the security of the head coaching position in Oakland. I mean, John Gruden's not going anywhere. He's got a 10-year deal. And with the move to Vegas next year, wouldn't next year be the year Hard Knocks wants them when there's just so much going right. on? And we've seen in the past that Hard Knocks likes teams that are moving. They did that with the Rams a couple years ago. I just thought that made more sense, and they almost needed a fill-in for this year. The Skins had the rookie quarterback, which is a storyline HBO really goes after whenever they can. I just thought it made sense for the Skins to finally be on Hard Knocks because, you know, the rule for Hard Knocks is you can't have made the playoffs the year before, and you can't have had a coaching change. So the Skins have qualified for Hard Knocks for many years now under Jay Gruden. They've only made the playoffs once, and I think we all know Bruce Allen is not the type of guy that likes to give inside access. I don't think many NFL executives are, but I think Bruce particularly is that way. And it just seemed like a different vibe when he did three or four big media interviews after the season between the Combine and the Senior Bowl. You know, there was more accessibility coming out of Redskins Park for whatever reason this offseason. Yeah. And I think they needed the boost.
Yeah, I think it would have helped them. Two things, though. First of all, just getting back to, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but Bruce did the Stephen A. thing. He crawled out of his cave because they were getting love for their first-round picks, right?
Sure.
That's why. They got, like, all of a sudden they were getting a wave of good publicity, so they felt, the courage to put Bruce out there. I think that's why they did that. But I'm just kind of teasing you a little bit, but I honestly thought, JP, that someone told you something, and I felt like you were about to say someone told you, right? Because I felt like you were so confident. I understand your logic, but did someone tell you and they burned you?
I had heard from some folks that they were going to get it, but not folks I could report from. I am guessing you guys get DMs and messages all the time about theories, and I got some of that stuff, but nothing I was ever...
Nothing official?
I never had the tweet fired up. Redskins will land on Hard Knocks per source with knowledge. You know what I mean?
I
know some folks that work in the cable news industry, and they said it was never a done deal, and that's why I never went hard enough that this is definitely going to happen.
I'll give you a great example, JP, because all of us that work in the industry, we all get rumors and innuendo all the time, and almost never do we report it. This is such a funny one. The few times we have when we were able to confirm it, right, and we've broken some stories. You know, with Alex Smith, we broke that.
Sure.
Donovan McNabb and the wristband, those are some of them that we're kind of proud of. But someone got us going down this road that – and I think I say this now and laugh about it because I'm 99% sure it's not true, that part of the deal with Alex was, this was just a few weeks ago, that Alex had lost like three toes or something in this right. whole process. And right. we were like, oh my God, this kind of was in line with some other stuff that we had heard. And we were calling around. And then all of a sudden, we pulled up the picture and we zoomed in where he was walking around with the boot and he had all his toes.
Right, he has flip flops on.
Maybe they're prosthetic toes. Maybe they're fake.
I'm glad we didn't go with that story.
Well, you can't, and that's why we didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because we're like, we can't go with this yet. We need more confirmation.
But
and
I
then
believed
we simply
it.
Looked at a picture.
I believed it.
And he had all his toes.
Yeah.
You know, I actually saw him walking outside the Redskins Park facility the other day.
Yeah.
If he was like walking and you didn't see the bottom half, you just saw him moving, like how a mime does, you might not even know he has that crazy contraption on his leg. He moves pretty well. It's a very odd image to see him walking well and then have that gigantic cast on his leg.
What a poor guy. I feel so bad for him. Ugh.
Joined by J.P. Finley, covers the Redskins for NBC Sports Washington. So let's get into what you've observed at these OTAs and camps. The word is that Case has been actually performing better than Dwayne. Do you concur?
I do. I think Haskins looked really good right away because he has all the physical tools. I mean, he's got a rocket of an arm. He's a big guy. You know, he has, like, if John Elway watched him, he must love him because he's a big pocket passer.
Mm-hmm.
That said, he's not ready for the speed of an NFL pass rush. And once they got into real 11-on-11 at minicamp and even at OTAs when veterans were there and guys like Ryan Kerrigan and John Allen, Haskins was not prepared for that speed. I think, you know, talent evaluators kind of said that going in. There's going to be some time where he needs to transition from an Ohio State offense where most things happened very quick at or near the line of scrimmage to it, the speed of the NFL. It also became apparent, particularly during minicamp, that getting the play call into the huddle and then to the line of scrimmage in a crisp, timely fashion is going to take some time, and that's not abnormal for a rookie. I think coaches were pleased with his progress, but they weren't surprised by kind of the stumbles along the way. And then as things progressed, I think Case started to look, you know, pretty good. Case hasn't put himself in a position where the job is definitely his and nobody can compete, but Case has looked better than Dwayne, and at times Case has looked pretty good. We saw Dwayne start to turn the ball over, especially the last day of minicamp, and we haven't really seen that from Case. There have been some picks here and there, but it hasn't been consistent, and that's been the knock on Keenum. You know, he had the great year in Minnesota, but last year in Denver, I think he had 17 touchdowns to 15 interceptions, something like that, and he can get in these situations where he's turning the ball over 2-3 times a game, and if he can avoid that, I think Jay Gruden will go with him. But if he starts turning the ball over, I think it's important to remember that Colt McCoy's not out of this race yet. He's supposed to be full go for training camp, and I believe that Gruden still has a lot of faith in Colt. Colt knows the offense, you know, all the way around, and that's going to be an advantage that the other two don't have.
How have the rookie receivers looked?
Good. Mm-hmm. I was talking about this with Chad last night, that I think there are six receivers that make the team, and Doxon, Richardson, Cam Sims had a really good spring. Trey Quinn, I thought, looked good. Coaches are really high on Quinn. And then McLaurin and Harmon. And of those six guys, Doxon is the one with the least secure roster spot in a way, because by not picking up the fifth-year option on a rookie deal, the team has made clear that they're not particularly interested in him long-term. And then if Harmon, McLaurin, Sims, and Quinn are all on cheap rookie contracts, so the team is very interested in holding on to all those guys. Richardson, they just paid a bunch of money for, and Richardson is the only one of those guys with elite speed. McLaurin has it too, but Richardson has proven an ability to get deep in the NFL. We haven't seen, you know, Terry McLaurin, a rookie, do that yet. And when you look at, when you frame it like that, you got to wonder kind of what the future is for Doxon. The team has gone with six wide receivers on their 53 for a number of years, so I would expect them to again. But if they want to keep three quarterbacks and they want to keep four running backs and maybe they want to keep a fourth tight end as a real blocking tight end, maybe they have to trim a spot. I don't know. But, you know, Jay Gruden said yesterday of Doxon that he can't promise he's going to get the opportunities because of the way the rookie receivers have looked and because of the way Sims and Quinn have looked. But with Sims and Quinn, you got to wonder about injuries. These guys got to stay healthy, and camp will be the first prolonged period where they're on the field and kind of get the chance to prove that they're able to.
JP, just about a minute left. Is Sims refined enough at this point? You mentioned the injury history. I know that the knock on him was kind of a raw route runner, but they love, you know, his size and speed. Is he refined enough at this point?
He's making plays consistently, and I don't know that he's ever going to be that truly refined route runner that you hear celebrated around the league, but when he's on the field, the ball gets to him, he's big, and he's athletic. I think his ceiling, if things really break right, would be a guy like Martavis Bryant, who had some really good years for the Steelers. I think that is kind of, and I don't think anybody would ever say Bryant was refined, certainly not off the field, but he just made plays on the field. I think that's who Cam Sims could maybe be for this team.
Sounds right, like JP is calling in from a bird sanctuary.
Well, every time
he's at the picnic cakes.
You just go out on your porch, don't you, or your balcony?
Yeah, so I'm out on my, because I got two little girls sleeping upstairs. So if I was inside, gotcha. I'd be getting yelled at, waking everybody up.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, JP. And I thought you guys would enjoy the peaceful sounds.
Absolutely.
Of
I like it. Yeah, I like it.
I would have bet maybe a golf.
Sounds
course,
like you're in Augusta.
Yeah, I wish.
All right, man.
All right, thanks, JP.
Thanks very much, guys. I'll call you from the picnic.
Yeah, bring that chicken salad.
Covers the Redskins for NBC Sports Washington. Not televising us today because they have a company pick.
Yes, correct.
Apparently at 6 a.m.
Started at 6 a.m.
All right, remember, 7:45, your chance to win Nats tickets. We're getting the NBA Finals with Mike Woodson coming up at 8 o'clock, former head coach of the Knicks and Hawks.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Remember, 7:45 every morning. All summer long, give you a chance to win some Nats tickets. This morning, going to be interesting because they are Nats tickets as they take on Philadelphia coming up June 17th. So Bryce Harper's return, plus, of course, they're chasing the Phillies in the NL East, seven back now after last night's loss. So we'll give you a chance to win those tickets coming up at 7:45. We don't have to talk women's soccer on the show, but when the World Cup comes around,
I'm interested.
Especially as they continue to advance, hopefully, through the tournament.
Right, and the Women's World Cup is underway. I learned just yesterday, because I wasn't aware of it, I wasn't following it, that it's in France.
It is in France,
yes,
correct.
And the U.S. women's team had their first game yesterday, and it was not a competitive game.
No, it was not.
They played Thailand. Cakes won some money on it, apparently.
Valdez and I chopped the bet.
What was the total?
The total was 5.5.
Oh, my God.
And Awad said, you guys have to get
in
on
this bet. And I
believe
that was all, if you looked at the team total, I think that was all United States.
Dude, okay. You should have.
Makes sense.
You should have.
Should have just unloaded.
Well, in hindsight.
Well, it looks great.
Load management, Valdez.
We're going to do that for Sweden and Thailand.
We are going to pounce.
So anyway, the U.S. women's team won 13-0. That doesn't happen in soccer ever.
Were they playing a middle school?
13-0.
It was Thailand's first World Cup appearance.
And the big story there is, we want to get your take, is that the American team, not only did they keep their foot on the gas pedal to keep scoring, they kept celebrating. And over-the-top celebrations.
Yeah, bad.
It's not so over-the-top.
And listen,
I always defend,
like, our country, and we're huge for you know, anything Team USA. Mm-hmm. This was a bad look. This is a classic. If you want to goof on us for, like, ugly American, this is pretty
indefensible.
Yeah.
It just is.
And this does not please me to say this.
Act like you've been there before.
It's embarrassing.
I mean, they're defending champs.
Ugly Americans.
I'm sorry.
I hate it when people refer to Americans as ugly. That was an ugly display.
I understand.
Me too. I hate that too.
I understand what you said during the break, that the goal differential means
something in this tournament.
But you don't need 13 goals.
And they're getting out of the first round.
If it's 9-0, you can back off, put in a couple subs.
I agree. I think you're generally right.
Yeah,
I think you're generally right.
Their subs are going to score too, by the way.
Okay, but the style of play, you don't have to attack.
Well, they had big sillies in the 90th minute.
Right.
I mean, Alex Morgan was still playing.
She had 90th minute?
Yeah, she had 5 goals too.
She had some ridiculous moves too.
Well, she's super talented.
Great. She's
but
great.
But like you say, act like you've been there before. Score the 13th goal. I'm not even going to complain about that. Just score the 13th goal and then just jog back.
Right.
I understand it's a World Cup.
Barry Sanders.
That goal does not mean anything to Alex Morgan. Her career is far greater than that piddly goal. Granted, it's a World Cup, but in a 13-0 rout, she's never going to remember that
goal. The opposing team's crying.
The Thai players were crying. They were so embarrassed.
When you're in a blowout, the correct way to act when you score in a blowout is to just
A little fist bump, maybe,
and just run back quietly.
Correct.
That's the classy way to act.
There are
high school teams in this area.
What's the girl's name? Rapinoe?
Rapinoe, I think.
She gets on my nerves. I mean, a great player, whatever.
Between you and me,
she gets on my nerves, too. Yeah, I don't like her.
Yeah.
I like Alex Morgan.
Well, I will say there's some ladies who were
like a fart. Like, it took Drabby to point out what she was doing. Rapinoe scored, apparently, and she's sliding. And you know how you make, when you're a kid, you make a fart sound with your hand between your leg? She made like a fart sound thing with her leg
and
her hand.
She's like super cracking her leg. Like,
they're just basically making fun of the Thai
team. That's how it feels.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like to me.
I'm sure they didn't mean to do that, but that's how it came off.
Even if you're boat racing your opponent, you should still show some respect towards your opponent.
She was sliding. She was sliding on the pitch after the 13th goal.
I mean, and by the way,
stop it.
And Eric, you made a good point during the break. And Hope Solo actually said this. She grilled Jill Ellis, the coach.
It's right. The coach.
There's no chance the coach should allow that.
And if Hope Solo is grilling you for anything,
because she's a nightmare.
She's on the right side.
You're on the wrong side of whatever it is.
She is.
If Hope Solo is,
she basically said
if she's the
that
one,
Jill Ellis is not a leader.
If she's the voice
of
reason,
she might have
that's
a good point.
That's the inmates running the asylum.
Yeah,
right there.
Absolutely.
Because a coach with control of that team would say, "That's fine. We got to score goals, goal differential. But guys, just run back."
Well, Rapinoe
after you
and Morgan probably do have more control than
Joe
Ellis.
That's a bogus argument, too. Goal differential, when you are the defending champs and pretty much a contender every time,
you're
getting out
that.
Of the first round.
They're not going to lose in their group.
It's not going to come down to goal differential in the first round.
I totally agree
Could
with
they lose in the semifinals or finals? Yeah, maybe. But they're not going to knock it out of their bracket or whatever the hell they
call it.
It's
a shame, too, because
they're going to win their group.
We've had, as just sports fans, we've had amazing moments watching the women's national team through the years, right? Amazing moments. This is just not good luck.
800-636-1067. We want to open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio. 800-636-1067. What's your take on it? Here's what Rob Stone said on the telecast yesterday. He does it with Alexi Lalas and Brandi Chastain. Now, this was more about whether you continue to have your foot on the gas pedal or not.
Right.
They scored 13 goals. To me, look, we all played soccer to some extent. EB and I played till we were 40 years old. You just don't do that.
Right.
I think it's
a bad, bad look.
Yeah.
And anybody out there that thinks this U.S. team should have taken their foot off the gas, the U.S. team is not here to be anybody's friend. The U.S. team is here to win a World Cup. The U.S. team, each and every time the whistle blows, is going to score as many goals as possible. It's not their problem if they're playing against a poor team. And you saw the celebration after every single goal for a bigger picture of what they're here to do.
13-0. I mean, I understand your point, but this one was done. This got humiliating at some point. It just became an exercise in practice for the United States. I understand. All you can do is play against the team that's lined up against you in the U.S.
What do you want them to do, Rob?
You know what I want them to do? Pull it back. Knock it around.
Nope.
No, the throat was stepped on. Thailand was broken. They absolutely were broken.
It's the best way to show respect. Best way to show respect.
By piling on, making it 13-0.
These countries need to improve, and Thailand will improve.
I think Thailand knew they needed to improve, just down 3-0 at the half. I get it, though. 13-0. We talked about the French making a statement. Nobody did.
I agree with Rob Stone there, not with Alexi Lalas and Brandi Chastain. You don't need to do it 13-0. When the Dream Team played all those weak teams, I didn't think it was necessary to celebrate and stomp. That was also an ugly American situation at first when they were rolling on these teams that had just picked up a basketball like 2 years before for the first time and beaten them by 60. It's just unnecessary.
By the way, I looked up Thailand's top exports. Petroleum, rubber, rice, raw sugar, and gold. Soccer, not on the list. For a reason.
How about just look up the population
of Thailand?
Correct
me if I'm wrong, Drabby. The gold differential only matters and factors in the group standings.
Right, the first stage.
Because the top two teams from each group advance, correct?
Right, so you want to be the top team, so you'll play the number two from another group.
They're... The goals aren't going to make a difference.
Who's in their group?
Sweden.
Thailand, Chile, and Sweden.
Okay, maybe Sweden's
decent. I think Sweden's pretty good.
Pretty good, but they're going to beat Sweden.
Of course.
They're not going to lose in their group. No. Goals don't matter.
Well, what kind of weird logic is it that it's a sign of respect to go blow out a team like that?
Well, no, I understand on some level. You just go hard. You can argue, look, we're just going to play hard. We respect you. We're going to go hard. But it's the celebration I have more of an issue with than the goals, actually.
Yeah, the celebrations.
It's the celebrations.
Well, I have a problem with both.
11th and 12th and 13th goals are not that mean. If they're playing all their starters, all their sillies, that like Rapinoe, you know how many important goals she's probably had in her career? Alex Morgan. They're not going to remember these dumb goals in this dumb little game, this blowout. The game means nothing to them in the grand scheme of their careers. They're actually just making a mockery.
Did they think they were getting paid by the goal? Did somebody? Did a weird email circulate saying the more goals you score, the better?
I don't know. Maybe they looked at it as kind of like a practice.
Yeah, of course they looked at it like a practice. But pull it back.
That's what I'm saying. They don't have to score 13.
Both the strategy and the celebration.
You could score 8.
Completely agree with you. I keep bringing up Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders would score a touchdown. He'd hand it to the referee. Act like you've been there before. And particularly when you're on the 10th goal, 11th goal, 12th goal. And you don't need to do that in soccer. Dude. It's very easy to just pass the ball around and not attack.
When my kid scores a goal against Landon, he's fired up. When he scores a goal and we're up 14-0, he high-fives his teammate and runs back.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a difference. There's a difference.
I haven't won many soccer games by 13 goals, if ever. But my daughter, when she played for QO, there were a couple teams in Montgomery County which just couldn't compete. And they won some games 8-0, 9-0, 10-0. She played for Quince Orchard, one of the better teams. And they didn't act like that.
Yeah.
Like you said, you score, you come back to the middle, and you do it again. And then generally, most coaches actually do tell you to pull it back.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm telling you. My first instinct was that coach is out of control. He has no control of that team.
Even at the kids' level. In fact, I've played in some leagues where they force it. Like, they make you take a kid off the field.
Oh, they'll run running clocks to speed up the game.
Right.
And they should probably do that in the World Cup.
All of a sudden, they'll tell you, like, if you're playing 11 on 11, they'll tell you, you need to play 11 on 10 or 11 on 9.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's embarrassing. I think it's a bad look. And it does not please me to say that. I've been a huge fan of the women's national team. It's not going to make me not a fan. It's just a bad look. And I just wish they wouldn't do that.
I'm on the fence now.
No, you're not going to bail on it.
I think I'm a big Sweden fan.
You're not going to bail on the American team, but it's just a bad look. That's all. I've done things that are bad. They're embarrassing all the time.
In the team's defense, it was only a handful of them that were kind of going crazy.
Was
after
Alex
the goals.
Morgan one of them going crazy?
She was after she scored her fourth or fifth goal. I think she celebrated like that, shook hands with her teammates, and then went back to midfield.
That's a correct celebration. The Rapinoe one is
what's muted, the bench doing?
Understand?
You see what the bench did? They're sitting there dancing around after the 13th goal,
like Monmouth years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
It might just be a product of the viral world that
we
live
in. Culture we're
everybody
in now.
Wants to, everybody wants to have something that goes viral, and that often leads to money. There's monetary incentive. So when some of these players are scoring, they want to get that national attention somehow, and maybe that'll lead to an endorsement.
They want the ADs,
right?
Yeah,
they always want the attention.
Well, they do. Well, they do have a problem with payment and funding and stuff like that. So do you think this is why they put up 13? Is that people would talk about them?
I don't know.
Well, people are talking
about
them.
Could be a little undercurrent of that there.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
My question is, how does Thailand make the World Cup?
I don't know.
How do they qualify?
The depth of the fields are not.
There's not another country better than Thailand out there that's not in the World Cup?
All right. Well, like four or
just
five
imagine
teams
the teams that didn't make the cut.
Right.
Teams that Thailand beat to get in.
Look, a lot of countries, the truth is, a lot of countries don't have much female participation in sports.
It's true.
The United States has the most.
Go to Adam Roanoke. Adam, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, man?
What's up?
I was just thinking, I don't understand these people. Should they just move to France if they don't like goals? I mean, they just want socialism. They want everybody to have their little piece of the pie, but, you know, they don't want to actually, they don't want to win a lot. I don't get it.
It's not about winning or losing. They were winning 10-0, 11-0, 12-0, 13-0. There's no reason to pile on and celebrate like they were scoring a game-winning goal. Adam, have you played sports? Adam, have you played sports? I'm assuming you have.
Sure.
Have you played on teams that were dominant?
Yeah.
Have you ever played on a team that was dominant that was told to pull back?
Did you act like that, though? You know?
Did you ever pull back from playing? You were out there, you're beating the heck out of these guys in front of you, and then you just stop.
You pass it around a little bit.
Yes, I've pulled back.
Yes, I've seen it a million times.
In soccer, you can do that.
Yeah, you pass it around a little bit.
Should we give them a participation trophy as well?
No.
That's not the point.
No, that's just stupid.
It's more the celebration.
It's embarrassing your opponent.
It's more of the celebration I have a problem with than the score, to be frank. But even still, once it's 10-0, you guys can just pass around a little bit. Work on your skills.
We're obviously not going to convince you. We just have a problem with it.
Well, you never convince anybody about
you
anything.
You don't have a problem with it. I kind of did. No big deal.
Yeah.
By the way, in the qualifying, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
In the qualifying, Thailand beat Jordan 6-1. So imagine how bad Jordan is.
Right.
Okay. Just
well, those are tiny nations.
Right. They're small countries.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason, well, you made a good point. We should never take calls because you can't ever convince anyone of anything ever. So why do we even do it?
Well, we did throw it
out
there.
What are we going to do on Open Line Thursday?
Well, I mean, but Jason brings like on Twitter, yeah. On the phone calls on the show, at a bar, you can never convince anyone of anything. No one relents ever.
That's true.
Yeah, it's just stupid to argue.
When we used to,
I'm surprised the four of us actually agree on it.
Right. When we used to play travel baseball, like when we were 14.
What was your team name?
We were the Bay Sox.
Of course you were.
We used to play Gambrels, and they were silly.
Right.
All right. And they would get close to Slaughter Roll all the time.
Yeah.
And that what they would do is they used to bring out wooden bats. So they used to play with wooden bats at 14 and still pummel us.
Right. Still knock it all over the yard.
All right. But there are differences of opinion. Some people believe, and we just heard it, some people believe that there's no reason to ease up. That's what Brandi Chastain was arguing. Alexi Lalas said, look, you made the World Cup, no reason to ease up. Others say you should ease up, and the celebrations, they're fine. The way you stop the celebrations is you stop the other team from scoring. Mm-hmm. We'll take more of your calls next at 800-636-1067. Remember, we'll also give away some Nats tickets coming up here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back.
Great song.
Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're talking about the U.S. Women's National Team in the World Cup yesterday against Thailand, winning 13-0, celebrating throughout. I didn't see the game. Jason said that the women on the Thailand team, they were crying during the game on the field.
That's how humiliated they were.
And we're wondering your take on it. Is it over the top? Did they need to keep the foot on the gas pedal? A lot of people love to bring up Little League and things like that. We're getting tweets on Junk's radio.
That whole deal.
It's not a soft opinion.
Here's one from right. Get Parlayed. It's not Little
it's about
League
class.
Baseball. There's no mercy rule for the most elite athletes. Well,
give me a
that's
break.
True.
Was he a Cobra Kai karate kid back in the day?
It's true, but why at the end of basketball games, for example, they'll take out the stars at the end of the game in routes? Why do they not put up a shot at the last second? It's because you don't want to just humiliate the other team. Would 9-0 have been a message? I think so. Did you need to make it 13-0?
They felt like they did.
Even if they
was
did.
Morgan playing, and did she play the entire game? I mean, she's their best player.
Yeah, but that's not really fair because in soccer you only have
that's
a
true.
Few
you
subs.
Only, you only get three
you
subs.
Can't sub true. Out.
Okay, but you can
11
you can sub
people.
True,
top,
but you can sub guys, those. You can people. Sub them in earlier in the game when you're up.
I'd want my top dogs to be rested.
That's true, and not to get injured.
You know what we would do in softball and travel softball if we were up 15-1 mm-hmm. before the mercy.
That's when everybody played.
We would tell our girls to leave the bag early
because mm-hmm.
we just felt bad for teams who were just not in our class,
right.
not in our league.
Right.
We would tell them to leave the bag early. Ump would see it. We would tell the ump. They would call her out. Then we would change innings.
Right. It's a nice thing to do.
That's what
now, they're
do.
Not going to do that
we
at a world-class level.
True, but you get my point.
Yeah. Here's what they could do if they were, like, if you pretty much knew 10-goal differential is good enough, you just control possession. That's all.
Right.
You just control possession. You don't attack in extra time for the 13th goal.
Or how about this? You could actually, I know this is maybe a little more difficult. Instead of firing to the upper left, just kick it right to the goalie.
Or just kick it out of bounds.
That might be a little bit more disrespectful.
They're so good.
That's a little bit more disrespectful.
They could kick it out of bounds.
Right.
Just kick it out of bounds. Give them a goal kick. What's the harm of that? Scoring in extra time? That's just the ultimate insult. Well, you're already up 12-0?
I would say I wouldn't pull back on my shots. I think that might be a little bit like I would just control possession. I wouldn't let them have the ball.
Anyway, a lot of ways to attack it. And the celebration, I just think it's common sense. Like, if we were out there, like, the first couple of goals, you'd celebrate. But I don't even know if that'd feel like celebrating when you're scoring your 8th, your 9th, your 10th.
Dude, there's such a thing as being classy.
Right.
Okay? I've seen so many high school teams handle this appropriately. Correct. I've also seen teams handle it abysmally. I'll give you one example. We lost in a championship game a couple years ago in a team, and I won't name them who. It was a heartbreaking loss, right? They were walking off the field, and I couldn't believe the coach let him do it, screaming, "We just beat that A. We just beat that A." The whole team was screaming it after they won a championship game.
You can say the word.
Well, I'm just trying to be nice. Who knows what you can say anymore?
That's a coach just that has lost
control
of the team.
I could not believe the coach allowed that to happen.
Yeah.
Right, I could not believe
it. But some people are heartless. They wanted to win 25-0.
Hold on. Adam brought up a good point, though, during the break.
Impossible.
He did?
Yeah. Soccer Adam, this is his time to
Soccer
shine.
Soccer Adam, that is true. It's a very good point.
EB, I totally agree with you about the celebrating, but they should be running up the scores because last World Cup, they lost to Sweden. So they're in their group. Goal differential is absolutely going to matter. Sweden's going to blow out Thailand.
That's fine. Just chill on the celebration.
No, I do agree with you with that. Yeah. But Alex Morgan wasn't celebrating much. She was just high-fiving.
Because I think Alex Morgan is a classy girl. I'd be surprised if she was. If she was carrying on, I'd be surprised.
How'd my girl Allie Krieger do? Did she score?
Is she on the team?
She's a defender.
Isn't Allie Krieger on the team?
She's on the team. I don't think she played.
Oh. Yeah, she's getting up there.
Some people pointed out, somebody tweeted us that
she should have been playing.
I don't know if it was the 12th goal or the 13th goal, but apparently one girl had her first ever goal in the World Cup at the end.
That's different.
And somebody else out that Lloyd, who used to be a star and now is like an end of the bench person, scored a goal.
That's
a big deal for them.
That's different.
Right.
Like when a bench player scores and people go nuts, like that's different. Someone barely plays.
The Nubs walk on, hits a three.
That's totally different. Okay. And even then, you want to. We had a situation like that. Again, I'm sorry to keep bringing up this, where a kid that plays defense always wanted to play offense, he scored. And everyone got so crazy, right? Because the defender played, and it was like, they said, was this like a make-a-wish thing? What was going on? Like, so you have to still, even in those situations, keep it muted.
Now I'm interested to see what the score of the Sweden-Thailand game is going to be.
Right.
Are they going to try and keep up with the Joneses? Because they know
that they have to.
They probably have to.
They feel like they
so
have
that's
to.
Why you have to back off the score thing. Because if Sweden's going to do same thing.
I'm going
to
back off that a little bit.
The celebration.
It's more the celebration.
Sweden over.
Yeah. All right, let's rip through some of these
teams.
Phone
total
calls.
Over.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be 5 or 5.5.
Got to do it.
All right. Let's go to Mo Largo. Mo, what's up, man?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I think this issue totally illuminates a cultural deficiency that we have. I understand the sportsmanship part, and you do have to play until the whistle is blown. So I'm not really harping on the fact that they scored 13 goals. But just the sportsmanship factor of the situation, just acting like you've been there before, understanding the fact that you're playing Thailand. So if you want to run the score,
you nailed it. You don't even need to go on further. Mo, you don't even need to go further. We all grew up with that sportsmanship. It's bad sportsmanship. You hit the nail on the head.
I mean, it's something
that we're supposed to be taught early.
When you're 5 years old.
Yes.
When you're 5 or 6, you're just starting to play team sports. It's something you're taught. It's like the first thing you're taught.
Yeah.
Is to be a good sport, line up after the game, shake hands, and don't be an a-hole
right.
to your opponent.
Right.
Pretty much that's the way it is.
Yeah. Let's go to Zach in Fredericksburg. Zach, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing? My daughter was at the game with her team from Shenandoah. She's a goalie. I coached soccer for years. There's a million things you can do. I've even pulled my daughter out of goal before and let her play forward to try to get a goal when it was
right.
when we were boat racing somebody.
Yeah, right.
But those one-offs are the ones you celebrate. Like you guys just said earlier, you know, your goalie daughter scores a goal for the first time, not jumping in people's arms when you scored your 11th goal of the game.
Right, especially like if it's like a superstar has been around for 20 years and she's got all these important goals. I mean, come on, that goal is meaningless to you. You're just doing that, making it all about you, and it's stupid.
Yeah, All of these women, they grew up playing youth sports where sportsmanship is highlighted. Early on, when you're first playing, not even in the super competitive leagues, when you're 5 and 6, like that's the biggest thing that you're taught, and you're hopefully it carries over.
Somebody on my Twitter, EB Junkies, if you want to hit me up, compared it to when, because I can't remember anything anymore, brain is failing me. but when the Dream Team, they overly celebrated, like when they were playing Angola or somebody like that, and they were carrying on. But I remember them being criticized for that.
Yeah. I mentioned that last segment.
Yeah. It wasn't like they weren't criticized for it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I'm sorry.
Maybe you didn't catch it when I said it, but I guess he caught a tweet.
No, I saw it on the tweet.
And it's different in basketball. It's different in basketball.
I mean, you're right. Your brain's failing you.
I mean, basketball, you still have to take shots. They were so much better than those teams.
Yeah, but if you're taunting.
Well, if you're taunting, that's
the taunting. It's not as even as the score. Again,
I don't remember them taunting, but maybe they did. It was so long
ago. I think they did.
With the Dream Team, though, they were like doing autographs before, and it was less. It was worse when it became like Dream Team 2 and Sean Kemp and those guys were part of it.
Well, I think it was more the original.
More embarrassing than when we lost as a Dream Team.
Right, that was definitely embarrassing. Let's go to Pete in Stafford. Pete, what's up?
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey, Pete.
Yeah, this happens every fall in college football, and we don't talk about it. So why all of a sudden is this an issue? Is it because there's nothing going on in sports?
Maybe it's just because it's the world stage. It's a little bit different.
Yeah, but I think
representing
most of the time,
your country.
I think most of the time, if Clemson is beating up on a directional school and it's 42-0,
yeah, they put backups.
They've got the third stringers in, and they're running the ball. They're trying to just end the game as quickly as
possible.
And
their backups are so much better than the starters. The other team.
Clemson's not going to. They're not scoring 100 points on an opponent. They're just not. They may score 40 or 50, but they're not running the score up to, it's 93-7.
And generally in those games, they're also giving like $1 million because they're playing some team that is basically getting an appearance fee.
They're getting paid to be a sacrificial
and generally,
lamb.
In those blowouts, their stars are pulled.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. I mean, they put the backup quarterback in.
Yeah.
Can you run the clock in college football too? Don't they do that? Or am I just making that up?
I think they do that like
high
school.
I don't think they do a running clock.
That's a high school thing.
Super infrequent.
I think they did it in
I think he's right. It's happened.
Actually, in some games, they'll end the game after the third quarter.
Right.
Yeah. I've never seen that. Division I?
Yeah, they did that this past year. I want to say it was like Miami.
I thought it was like a Bama.
Where it's like such a blowout. They just said, this is. Yeah. Maybe like
they had, they had like a storm. They actually waved the white flag. They throw the talent.
They had like a storm rolling in, and they said, you know what? Let's get this going.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never heard of that. Let's go to Andrew Fairfax. Andrew, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
What's up? Hey, buddy.
So I'll preface this with I agree with the over-celebration. That's not kosher by any means. But, I mean, I played professional baseball, and at no point in my career, Little League, college, professionally, did I ever have a coach that was suggesting we ever pull back. Granted, baseball may be a little bit different, but at the same time, you just don't do that. I think it sets a precedent in terms of the youth and the fans that are watching that it's okay to just kind of, and it is a cultural thing that we're just, you know, taking it easy on the opponent when, you know, realistically you should just keep your foot on the pedal and
play.
There's
something to be said for playing hard. It shows respect for your opponent. There's something to be said for that.
Again, it was more the celebrations.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, you can convince me that the goal differential matters, especially since Sweden. I didn't realize Sweden beat the U.S. 4 years ago. Is that true?
I listen to Soccer AWOD.
All right. So maybe they are legit, but you don't need 13 goals.
Yeah. Hey, Rapinoe, next time, none of the sliding fart simulator.
Or whatever is that? Is there any way that was anything other than mimicking a fart sound effect?
I don't know what that was.
Like, what else could that possibly mean?
It's very weird.
I actually didn't see that.
Hey, is she going to get, like, a cleat in the ankle?
I mean, she might. It's possible.
I don't know.
Soccer justice.
That's what they do in baseball.
Yeah, she get beaned in baseball, for sure. Thailand can't administer that justice, though.
They're not playing Thailand again.
They'll bring canes out.
They might. That's kind of their bit.
Remember, Mike Rizzo joins us at 9 o'clock.
They probably deserved it.
The Nats GM as we go in the clubhouse every Wednesday at 9 o'clock on the show. But next, we're going to get into the NBA Finals. Mike Woodson, used to coach the Knicks and the Hawks, joins us on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.